We are learning with Sechik Suvas Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting 9 lines from the top, but the beginning of the wide line. Omer Avalozo, Ami Arotzos Ein Echaim, Ami Arotzos will not have Tchias HaMesim. Shenemar, Mesim Bal Yichyu, Mesim will not live, Reform Bal Yikumu. Taina V'Hochi, Mesim Bal Yichyu, Yochel HaKoyl, maybe all Mesim will not have Tchias HaMesim. Tam Leimar, Reform Bal Yikumu. V'Mrapas V'Divrei Torah. Someone who weakens himself with Divrei Torah, he will, because of Daver, he will not have Tchias HaMesim. I don't think Hashem is happy what you're saying. It's not possible that so many people want Tchias HaMesim. Anyone who weakens himself from Torah want to have Tchias HaMesim. So the pasuk means like this. That pasuk is talking about someone who weakens himself to Avodah Zarah. But a person who weakens himself to Torah will still have Tchias HaMesim. No, Mikra Achar Nidar. I'm not a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Tal Eiris Talacha, Va'eretz Reform Tapil. When we dash like this, call mishdamish ba'ar ha-tayrah, anyone who is mishdamish who uses the ar ha-tayrah, ar ha-tayrah mechayasa, the ar ha-tayrah mechayayu, will make him live, tchias meisim. V'chol she'ein mishdamish ba'ar ha-tayrah, ein ar ha-tayrah mechayayu, the ar ha-tayrah will not be mechayim, he has to learn tayrah in order to have tchias meisim. Kivin d'chazik and v'tzdayer, since then he saw Rabbi Yechon still being, he was upset about this. Rabbi Yechon was not happy that he's saying that if you don't have the ar ha-tayrah, you're not going to have tchias meisim. So Amaloi, Rebbe, Matoslam, Tekonim, Torah. I have an etzah for them. Even though they can't learn Torah, not everyone can learn Torah, I have an etzah for them. It says in the Pasuk, V'atam adveikim Hashem alekeichem, chayim kuch mayayim. If you're dovuk in Hashem, you're going to live, chayim. V'chiyash adukim v'shchina, is it possible to be dovuk in Hashem? V'chziv, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem lekecha ish ha'ichlo. Hashem is shtik ish, is fire. You can't be medabek to Hashem. Hello, it means like this. Klamasi bito talmud chacham. Anyone who marries off his daughter to talmud chacham, and he does business with talmud chacham, which Rashi says means he takes the money of his talmud chacham and he invests it for them. They can learn Torah. He uses their money to give them unearned income or not worked income, and therefore it helps them learn. And he's mahana, he gives hanot from his nechasam, malala kasa ki'ilu medabik b'shchina. It's ki'ilu he is attached to the shchina, and that will help him, give him the schus for tchias ha'meisim. Chayim kuchem ayoyim. It says in the pasuk, "Lahav es shem lekechol daf kaboy." Chiyav shalom medabik b'shchina. Is it possible to be medabik b'shchina? Al kol ha'masi vitel tam chacham. Va'oyis epak ha'machin mechamim. If you do these three things, you marry off your child to a Talmud Chacham, and you do parkamach, you visit Talmud Chacham, and you give him a Hanav and a Chasav, so then it's Ke'ilu Medav B'Shchina. Omer Abchiyah Ba'a Yosef, Asidim Tzadikim Shmevatzvisim Va'olim B'Rushalayim. The Tzadikim are going to pop out of the ground like Tvua, like grain in Yerushalayim. Shnevis in the Pasuk, Tzitzu Me'ir Ke'esev Aretz. They're going to be sprout from the city like the grass of the ground. Ve'ein ir el Yerushalayim. When it says stam ir, it's referring to Yerushalayim. Shenemar ve'ganoisi el ir azay. It's talking about the Sancheiriv, the siege of Sancheiriv. It says ve'ganoisi el ir. Hashem says ve'ganoisi el ir azay. I'll watch over the ear, which is Yerushalayim. V'am avchiyah ba Yosef. Asidim tzadikim sheyamdu b'mal b'shayim. Tzadikim, when they come up for tchias ha'meisim, they're going to come up fully clothed with clothing. Tais b'nyan tu pshatim. We can learn the small taisis. Taisis says, "Mashma b'vashem shnikbru da'ayin tachrichim." Then they come up with a nice kittel. Then they come up with the tachrichim. But the Rishalmi says, "No, they're going to come up with their clothing that they had mechayim, which means they're going to come up with the upper and the fraks. The tzaddikim will come up, or the svardim will come up with the turban. That's going to come up. Kavachaymar mechita." It's like, yeah, Estrimal also, I don't know if it's Shabbos. Kavachayim Mechita, the ones who wear Estrimals on the weekday, like the Rebbe, like the Bells of Rebbe, come with a Kalplik, yeah. Kavachayim Mechita, Machita Shenikbara Aruma, Yoitza Bekamalavushi, Madach Achita, who didn't do too many mitzvahs. Achita, you know, you can't trust, did too many mitzvahs, Achita, a wheat kernel, and you put him in the ground, he comes up with a bunch of different coverings. They were showing to come a bunch of coverings. In the ground, full baked chalas and clean milas and a suit. Shenema yehi pieces bar ba'aretz and pisas the lotion of pieces of yah, which is in the palm of a hand. Or if it's lashon of pisas, which means lashon of pasim, which is kesoinis pasim, and we darshan what wheat is not the width of a palm of a hand, so it must be it's going to be a roll, a full gluska, a cookie, it's going to grow out of the ground. And the Maral already says, because it's to be like Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Adam Rishon got a curse that he has to work for his food. But La'os Lava is to be like Kodem Achet. You're not going to work for your food. The food will grow straight out of the ground. The chalos will grow straight out of the ground. You don't have to grind it and bake it and knead it. That's how it's going to be. And it'll come out, mamish, black and white out of the ground. Tonar Abonim. He pieces Bar Ba'aretz. Barosh Harim. It says in the Pasuk, it's going to be Barosh Harim. Omru Asida Chita. The wheat and it grows so big, it's going to be as tall as a palm tree. And it's going to be like as above the harem, so high. It's just a big piece of wheat. How are you going to cut it? That Hashem will bring a wind. Maybe Ruach and Beis Ganazav. Yirash means they will rustle. The trees will rustle like in Lebanon. Because Baruch maybe Ruach and Beis Gnazov, it brings a wind from his storehouses, and it blows in it, and it turns it into flour. Maybe Mali pieces yod, he brings a whole handful of flour. He has parnasa, upanasa and shabesa. This is not lost love. You can have time to learn the whole day. You can have time to learn, the parnasa will be easy. It says in the Pasuk, by the brachas of Yaakov, but with Darshan is going to Asher Lavai. It says in the Pasuk, Chelev Kloyes, Chita, Chelev Kloyes Chita. Omru, I see the Chita, the Chita will be, Shtehe will be as big, Kishtei Kloyes Ashar, like two kidneys of Ashar HaGadol, a big axe. Va'at HaTam, I don't say, how's that possible? Sha'arei, there was a story in Eretzal at that time, Sha'eshua Kinam Belefes, there were certain facts that made a nest in a turnip, V'shaklu, and after, he took out the inside, And still, umotzubai shishim litra blit shosipari. Still, what was left in this turnip was 60 litra of tzipari, a big amount, a huge amount, was left of the turnip. So you see, this thing is big turnips. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yosi, ma'isav shichim, ba'achas, echot chaniach le'ov v'shloisha ba'di chardol. A father left a son. This is what we now say, all different things, that even in time of Damaroyim, certain places in Yisrael had unbelievable, big, huge paris, and or vegetables or plants, and that's what's going to be lost love. So there's a guy who left over three bar de chadol, three stalks of mustard, and one of the stalks came off, and he found in it tisha kav and chadol, nine kav of mustard, which is a huge amount, and the wood from it, and the wood they used for the little hut that they had, a little shed, they used the wood to cover the hut. That's how much wood there was. Armashim ben Taklifa. Our father one time left us a huge head of cabbage, and to get off a piece of the cabbage, we used to go up with a ladder. It was a big picture, huge thing of cabbage with a few ladders next to it. That's what they did. It says in the pasuk, "With dam and of tishta, you're going to drink the dam. The literally means the blood of the grape, which means the wine of the grape. That says the dam ain of tishta chomer. That says in the pasuk." Amru, like Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not like Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, Yishmei Tzar, Liv Tzar, you gotta take it down, cut it down, Lidroich, you gotta press the grapes, and then you have to let it sit, ferment. Olam Haba, maybe Anova Achas Bekarin, you bring one grape. It's going to be so big, you're going to bring it in a wagon, or even a Svino in a boat. Umuniach was always based, so you put it in the corner of your house. Umisapik Emeno, Kipitim Godel, and you're going to take out of it like this big barrel. It's like, you know, that's why they made this Heineken keg, just to have a little picture of what the grape look like. It's a little grape, like a Heineken keg, but a big one. And anytime you need wine, you go there, open it up, and take out some wine straight out of the grape. And the wood that comes from that cluster of grapes, they'll use as firewood. Each grape will have 30 garve yayin. Garve is saw. 30 saw of wine. 30 saw is a chaymer is 30 saw. So itaka is the rebbe is the pasuk to that. Shnema v'dam ein of tishta chomer. I'll take a chomer l'chaymer. They're going to drink from the anovim 30 garviyayim, which is a chaymer. Ke'osir avdim yom ha'maydech siv says in the pasuk oisrei legefen iroi, which pasuk means they're going to tie to the gefen their donkey. There won't be any vines in Eretz Yisrael that will not need an entire city to harvest it. All the ilonis that are barren in Eretz Yisrael right now, they're going to be mitzi, they're going to produce two asoinas, two donkey worth of pears. V'shem ha-toymer, okay, good, they have all those grapes, but it won't be geshmak of wine. Anybody, I ain't talking about, no, kibbutz v'yayin levushoy. They're going to wash their clothing with wine, be a velt of wine. V'shem ha-toymer in el-adam, it won't be red wine, because red wine is just better than white wine. It won't be red wine. Talking about dam enov, it's going to be like dam, like blood, red wine. V'shem ha-toymer in rava, maybe it can't be wine, but it won't make you so shikr. Talking about susoy, which is lost in a coming shikr. What's chachlili stand for? Kol chach, every palate should tell him I taste it's omar li li. Give me more. That's mine. I like that wine. V'shem ha'toymer le'na'arim yafa only be good for the children. V'leskein and the older people in yafa. Tamalaymar v'leben shenayim mechalav. I'll take leben shenayim and leben shanim, which means the person who is up in the years will be better. The wine will be better for him than chalav for a child. Leben shenayim mechalav be better. Pastor Krom Mike said, what's pasuk on the pasuk? Give us, show us your eyes, laughing eyes, which is better than chamra. Chachli loshon cheich, a loshon of choich, of laughing. Chachli lebeinayich, give me laughter from your eyes, which is better than wine. Ba'achvili shinayich, show me your teeth, which is a smile. Abishta, show us a smile, the bosom of chal, but it's better than chalav. It's better for a smile for your friend. Better than giving milk to someone. Not means not the whiteness of your teeth is better than chalav. Showing someone the whites of your teeth, a smile, giving someone happiness, that's better than chalav. And we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we will continue. And Metz Shem, tomorrow is the day of the Siyum of Pesach Ksubos.